Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's Tuesday, and it's time to listen again with Missionary Mark Mariner, who's with me in the studio today. And yesterday, Brother Mariner shared his testimony, and I was teasing about he's a very intelligent young man because he came down here to Tennessee to get his wife.
That's right.
And you told us you met where?
At Camp Bimini.
Camp Bimini. What is that?
Yeah, so that is a wonderful ministry, and it is a camp, but not like most summer camps. It's entirely focused on missions, finding where you fit in missions. And of course, that is actually not just where I met my wife. That's where I heard about Suriname. And so God used it in multiple ways in my life.
Amen. And we still have it. In fact, the last several years, we've had 2 weeks every summer, which is so much fun. But for those of us like old guys like me, I'm over here at 6:15 in the morning and I don't go home to 10 o'clock at night for all week.
Oh, yes. It's a lot of teenagers, but not just teenagers, but they will wear you out. You'll enjoy it. A lot of activities. But also a lot of opportunity to really be challenged about missions and to hear about missions. So I can't endorse it enough. If you are seriously considering missions but don't know the next step, consider coming to Camp Bimini.
Yeah, and Camp Bimini is for anyone 16 and older who has a serious interest in missions. And it's not strong arm. We don't try to force people into doing it. But our goal is for everyone there to say, Lord, whatever it is you want me to do, I want to do it. So appreciate you sharing that part of your life with us.
Yeah. Well, my wife even says what you said, not strong arming at all. She says, if anything, they almost try and talk us out of missions.
Yeah.
And if you can't talk someone out of it, it's a strong indicator God's leading them that way.
Sure. So now you met Emily here and you all got married and your family's kind of grown since then, hasn't it?
Absolutely. When we joined BIMI as candidate missionaries, we had been married 1 week.
Okay.
And then by the time of 2 years of deputation, we had our first.
All right.
Faith was 3 months old when we moved to South America. But now we have three, which are still three and under. So God has grown our family.
Yeah, well, we're glad for that. And of course, my wife and I get to see the Mariners probably more than most because when they do come home on furlough, like now, we see them at our church when we're there. Even though we tell people we're the best church members you can have because we're not there enough to cause trouble. And we send our tithe and faith promise back every month. But summertime, because of our activities, we are there at our church more. So you met at Camp Bimini, and both of you had an interest in missions, and you say God used the time at Camp Bimini to burden your heart for that part of South America.
Yes, I had never heard of the country of Suriname, and I feel like many people are probably in the same position, but Brother Blevins was the South America director at that time. And so he spoke on every country in South America one night when they highlighted South America. And every country had a BIMI missionary. And so he was able to speak highly of the different ministries. But when he got to Suriname, his whole presentation on Suriname was this short. I don't know of any missionaries in Suriname. Well, over here in Guyana, it was that fast. And that got my attention. But that was the first time I had really heard of Suriname.
Well, you're going to tell us more about Suriname the rest of this week, and I'm curious and interested, and I've been across the world. I've not been there, at least I would say not yet, but if I say that, you'll ask me, and then I'm getting too old to keep up with all of it. But
well, you're welcome anytime.
All right, but we're interested, and if you're listening and you've not heard much about that part of the world, well, Brother Marin is going to share with us about God's leading in their lives and how they went down and worked with another missionary and then ended up in the country of Suriname.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.